Hi, and welcome to Because She Jumped, BSJ Live Podcast. It is now 8:06 p.m. We are starting a little late because we had some scrumptious food served to us by Sheree Jenkins.
Yes.
And we're just happy to have you here today. We have our mobile therapist and cook here today. So she brung us some delicious treats, and today we're going to just pick her brain on her entrepreneurship business, Humble Show Off Cooking. So we're really excited. If you want to tell us a little bit about how you got started, that would be great.
Okay.
So the first question is, how did you come up with the name?
Honestly, my husband actually came up with the name. He's a web designer, and he creates websites for a living. And when I decided that I wanted to take the cooking and baking to another level and that I was serious about eventually turning it into a full business, he actually sat with me one day and he said, I'm going to come up with your name. And I said, okay. And it took him a few hours, and later on he said, Humble Show Off. Humble. And I was like, wow. I said, wow. And he was like, humble. And, you know, honestly, because I'm flashy. I'm a flashy person.
Tell the truth.
I'm flashy. I like to do meals and desserts that are different, you know, that are unique. I call myself the unconventional wife. I like to make unconventional meals. And when he came up with the name, I was like, wow, this is perfect. It's great. And he was like, this is it. And, you know, that's how I actually came up with Humble Show Off. And it's actually Humble Show Off Cooking and Baking.
Oh, I like it.
Thank you.
So the next question is, what's your favorite dish to make? So what's your favorite dish to cook, and then your favorite dish to make, to bake?
To bake. Okay. So I would have to say, I have so many. It's hard.
Well, tell us a few then.
Okay. One of my favorite is, salmon. Okay. I do salmon. I've done salmon probably 25 different ways.
Okay.
I've done, lemon butter salmon. I've done honey butter salmon. I've done, I believe last week I did Parmesan herb salmon. I've just created it. Some days I'll just be driving and I'll say, okay, for dinner today, I'm going to do salmon, but what's a different way I can do salmon today? And I'll literally try it, and it comes out perfect every time. So I would say salmon, lamb chops.
Okay.
And then as far as baking, actually, my favorite dish that I've baked so far is actually the dish that I have today, which is salted caramel banana bread pudding.
Oh, okay.
And everything is from scratch, even the caramel, the bread pudding, everything. And that's one of my favorite desserts to bake.
Awesome. And how long has your business been up and running with the mobile therapy as well?
I would say I branded myself maybe about 7 or 8 months ago, and I started hashtagging and, you know, creating followers and things like that, and sharing ideas with different businesses and things like that. So I say a little less than a year.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Now tell us a little bit about mobile therapy and your background in that.
Sure. So I actually have my master's in counseling psychology, and I work with children that have different behavioral concerns or mental health diagnoses. And I do fee-for-service work, so I pretty much set my own schedule. I see clients when it's convenient for me. I see the clients in their homes and in their schools, and I pretty much am a support. I help them overcome some of the things that the challenges that they're dealing with. And that's how I'm able to actually maneuver around and do the cooking and baking during the week. Because some of my friends will ask me, they'll say, well, how are you doing all of this? You know, you're married, you have a child, you're working, and then you're cooking meals from scratch, you know. And it's pretty much because, you know, I set my own schedule. So
right.
I plan my days accordingly, and I'll say to myself, okay, you know, today I'm doing a meal from scratch, so I need to finish work up at 3 o'clock, pick my child up, get home, start the meal.
Okay. So one of our BSJ Live questions that we often ask our guests is, what advice can you give regarding time management? And you've kind of already gone into that a little bit, but tell us a little bit more.
Yes. Well, honestly, I don't know if I would be able to pull all of this off if I wasn't married, because it's a lot. As far as time management, with the baking, I primarily now try to bake only on the weekends.
Okay.
You know, baking is very strategic, it's very time consuming. The cooking I pretty much do during the week. So now that my child is a little older, I don't think I would have been able to be doing that during the week with a newborn or 1 year old. He's almost three. So I'll say, okay, you know, when I get home, I'll feed him, start my meal. You know, I'm very particular about my time when I get home, and I know what time I'm going to have my meals done, you know.
Right.
So I know during the week, you know, and because I cook pretty much from scratch, I don't cook every day. You know, it's impossible for me to do it every day. So I would say out of five working days, I'm cooking from scratch at least three of those five working days.
Okay. Awesome.
So, yes.
So when did you first fall in love with cooking and baking as well as mobile therapy? Because those are two unique situations, being a therapist and being a baker and a cook.
Okay.
So when did you first fall in love with the two, and how has it been merging both of them together?
Yes. So basically, I started doing like the therapy and the behavioral consultant work maybe about 5 years ago. And the cooking and the baking, honestly, the cooking I started first, this was, I guess, maybe about 5 years ago. You know, I was a little rusty back then.
Okay.
Now, you know, I'm like a perfectionist about it. But I actually got into cooking really, really well from scratch from social media, honestly.
Okay.
I started following a lot of professional cooks and bakers. I started following a lot of cooking pages. And then, you know, once you get into it, and then if it's something that, you know, if it's something special to you, it's going to come to you easily, pretty much. And I love it. You know,
okay.
I wake up every day and I just think, okay, what is something else I can create? What is something else that I can make that my husband and I haven't had? You know, what is something that I know if I post, people are going to be drooling over,
okay.
You know? So, yeah, so I honestly got encouraged from social media, cooking pages like Tasty, Delish on Instagram, and, you know, I've tried some of the recipes on there, and then sometimes I would try a recipe, and then I would tweak it to how I liked it, and then I would create my own recipe from there.
So how do you put your family recipes or your heritage or anything like that in your dishes? Do you try to bring that over? Merge it.
Honestly, I don't have any family recipes. All of the recipes that I have, I do have a book that I've created for myself.
Okay.
Just for memory, pretty much, because I don't plan to share them.
Mm-hmm.
They're very special to me. I don't have any family recipes. My mother is actually a police officer, and when I was younger, she worked shift work, you know, so she really didn't have the time to cook too much, and if she did, it was like a quick meal. So I honestly didn't learn to cook until I was 25 years old.
Okay.
And and it's the last thing that I thought I would be in love with, you know. So pretty much everything that I do now is something that I've created on my own.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So what kind of advice would you give our studio audience for people that tell others, it's too late to jump on that dream, it's too late to jump on that passion? Mm-hmm. What kind of feedback and advice would you give regarding that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you believe or you don't believe in? But a lot of times you see in society when they tell people, oh no, you're too young for that,
mm-hmm.
or oh no, don't think about that, you're too old for that, or oh no, don't go back to school for that, or you know, it's too late, focus on this. So give us some feedback on that.
Honestly, I do not believe that's true at all. Next month I'll be 35 years old, you know. I invested 7.5 years in school. I won't say that I dislike my career at all. I like it, but I don't love it. I don't love it like I love cooking and baking from scratch, you
gotcha.
know. And I just learned that I love cooking and baking this much, I would say, within the last year. So, you know, at any age, you can find something that you're passionate about that, you know, you can take to another level. You know, I never would have thought in a million years that I would be creating dishes that people would be drooling over. Mm-hmm. And I would have never thought that my husband that I went to college with would be creating the website for my business, you know. So we work hand in hand, and mm-hmm. it actually works out perfectly. And I'm excited, even if I don't take this to another level until the age of 40, you know, it's something that I'm still looking forward to, you know, and I'm excited about it.
Good. So you mentioned your husband, and we always like to salute our backbones or our husbands on this show. So tell us a little bit about how you guys work as a team. I know you said that he kind of helped you develop your brand and the name. Do you have any other things that you want to say about that?
Yes. Yeah, so he actually works for QVC, and he's done websites on the side himself. He created the new website, him and his best friend, for mm-hmm. the Reading Terminal Market.
Awesome.
Sometime last year. He was motivating me for a while. Mm-hmm. He kept saying to me, because I haven't actually created an actual Instagram or Facebook for my mm-hmm. dishes, and I pretty much enjoy posting it from my personal page. I enjoy my family from different areas, different states in the United States, being able to, you know, view it and see it and get interested in it. And he kept saying to me a while ago, over a year and a half ago, you know, what are you going to do with this? You know, you love it. You finally found something that you're passionate about. And he motivated me. Mm-hmm. And for a while, you know, I was a little intimidated, a little timid. And I was like, no, I just like cooking it. You know, I don't need to do this. I don't need to take it to another level. And, you know, I already have my master's. I've already been in school. And then one day I was just like, wow, like I will wake up every day and think of something new to make. And I was excited, I was happy. You know, I'm in the kitchen for hours. And then when I would see the look on other people's faces when they would taste my food, you know, it made me feel different than when, you know, I was in college or mm-hmm. the different careers that I've taken on, you know. So, you know, he's been a big motivator. And like I said, he's currently created my website. He created my brand for me, the image, and everything like that. He had gotten my apron that I have on right now created with my brand on it, mm-hmm. the cutting board with my brand. So he's been like my biggest supporter overall.
Good, good. So my next question is about relationships. How have your relationships evolved during your jump season? And a BSJ is all about promoting our women, promoting entrepreneurs, promoting moms, promoting people in their jump season. And what that means is when you have really jumped out on faith, jumped out in your career goals or your schooling and really said, I'm no longer stuck. I'm going to go after my passion. So how has your relationships changed since you've jumped and gone after your passions?
You know what? Honestly,
for the good and bad.
Okay. For the good, I would say that him and I, because he's so...
Your husband.
Yes, my husband. Because he's so passionate about his craft with the websites mm-hmm. and he does, well, he says UX design and he's very particular about, you know, his career. I couldn't relate to that years ago. I couldn't relate to being that passionate about something. You know, he would come home from work and tell me, oh, if he started working for a new company, he would tell me, yeah, I like this company, but, you know, he's a little more fast-paced than where, you know, he was, or, you know, or he's interested in doing or trying something else, or, you know, or he's even tried to come up with ideas for different software devices and things like that. And I've never had something I was that passionate about that I would be talking about later on in the day, you know, that I was that excited about. So I think now I can relate to him a little bit more now that I have something that I'm that passionate about. We both have something that we're extremely passionate about. So that's the good thing. In a bad way, I would say only, you know, sometimes it can get a little overwhelming. Like today, you know, I have the event, I had the dishes that I created. It's very time consuming. So he pretty much, we didn't send our child to school today. So since our child was home, my husband actually works from home some days too. He had our son all day today because I was creating the dishes, creating the caramel sauces from scratch. And, you know, so that was a little overwhelming for him. Of course, my son was, you know, fussing for me, and my husband's trying to keep him with him, but we all know how kids are with their mothers. Yeah. So that's the only part that I would say that's been a little bit of a struggle, mm-hmm. you know, if he has our child for like an extended amount of time, mm-hmm. and he, you know, my child is trying to get to me, but mm-hmm. I have to create these dishes.
Right, and yeah. the kitchen gets hot.
Yes,
and
yes.
Like, no, you know, it definitely can get overwhelming. Yes. I'm not a chef, but I know even yes. when I'm trying to cook breakfast, yes. I'm like, no, put them in the high chair. Yes. No, you can't run around, and then they don't want to sit in the high chair anymore. Yes. So it can definitely be challenging. Yes. I think with any passion, whether you're a mobile therapist or whether you're, you know, a chef or baking, it can definitely get challenging.
Yes.
As far as relationships, I would say that I wasn't born with the entrepreneur spirit.
Okay.
I kind of developed that over time being married to my husband, so okay. I can definitely relate. Okay. It's not easy, mm-hmm. but as I continue to see him mm-hmm. grow and mature in his passion, mm-hmm. It just bounced on me. Okay. You know, when somebody else light shines so bright mm-hmm. and they're your husband and you're married to them and it's like, oh my God, you know, he's really going after this. And if you find a balance in that, and then boom, mm-hmm. you know, you started to find yourself. So that's pretty amazing you're married and you guys can really mesh your passions together and that support, because not everyone has that support.
Yes.
So definitely thank you for touching on that.
Thank you.
Another question, mm-hmm. what about your muse? Who's your muse right now?
Okay, so I would say my muse right now would be the singer Kelis.
Okay.
I've been following her for years on Instagram, and I see that she actually went to culinary school mm-hmm. Later in life after a divorce and with a child, and which is very inspiring to me. She created her own brand, which is Bounty and Full, mm-hmm. and she has some very exotic dishes that she creates. So I would say she's right now my muse.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, one of our BSJ Live popular questions is about the relevancy in social media. And I know you said your husband kind of helped you really get more into that.
Yes.
How do you right now maintain relevancy in such a media crazed society, generation?
I try to just be consistent, mm-hmm. you know, with my pictures, my posts, the food. I try to, you know, switch things up often. You know, I don't like to give people the same thing over and over. Even if I'm doing the same meat, I want to do that meat with a different sauce from scratch. Mm-hmm. You know, if I do the same fish, I want to do a different sauce or a different topping on it. You know, I want to do this week, I'll do peppers and onions, sauteed okay. peppers and onions on top of my salmon. The next week I'll do, you know, a brandy sauce over my steak. You know, I like to be consistent with my posts. My mm-hmm. I like to do very professional looking pictures.
Okay.
And
we saw here today.
Yes, thank you.
But the pictures turned out wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So what about your views on networking, as far as mobile therapy and cooking.
I believe that networking is great. That's actually how I actually got involved with BSJ
okay.
and how I got on the show today. I am on the advisory council for a memorial fund for mm-hmm. a friend of mine from high school. I work with his twin brother, and we do a lot of volunteer work. We do we have a college scholarship event once a year with the Philadelphia Education Fund, and I actually met Joanna through BSJ through the Memorial Fund. So I've been networking, and honestly, I actually used to be an introvert back in my younger years. In
okay.
my early 20s, I was more of an introvert. My mother's an introvert. And
quick question.
Sure.
So for our audience that do not know what being an introvert consists of or
yes.
what it is, can you give us keep
yes,
them in?
Yes, an introvert is someone that primarily sticks to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
even in college, you know, I would have just like my own like small circle of friends. And I think also, you know, it came from just, you know, my family background and being raised by a police officer, mm-hmm. and just having like trust issues and having to watch my surroundings a lot with people. It somewhat made me an introvert. And being married to my husband, which he's the complete opposite.
Okay.
He's very social. And then, you know, being a part of the Memorial Fund and then cooking and baking, it opened me up a little bit more. So, you know, I'm more into networking and meeting people. And I think also living in Philadelphia, I see things are changing now. I see that, you know, more minorities like myself are jumping. You know, they're finding something that they're passionate about and they're going for it. You know, there's more minorities are starting businesses now. You know, they're not dependent on going to other businesses through other, you know, cultures. You know, we're trying to do our own thing, and I think that's something that's very encouraging to me, and that's why you know, I think networking is a great thing.
Good, thank you. Mm-hmm. So tell us just a tad bit more about what's your next move for Humble Show Off Cooking and Baking.
Yes, so I have two business plans for myself.
Okay.
I haven't necessarily determined which route I'm going to take. The first one that I came up with was obviously an exotic food truck.
Okay.
You know, that would have my brand wrapped on it. You know, it's primarily for people that have a very exotic palate, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's interested in trying dishes and desserts that are very unique. You know, that's one way I would like to take my business. Another interest that I have,
okay.
is a small kitchen bakery that would primarily focus on just a few dishes and a few sweet baked goods from scratch. I like the idea of working when I want to work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why I like the idea of the exotic food truck, because we all know food trucks are popular now. They're convenient. They go to different locations. The owners of the food trucks set their own schedules. They promote it on social media. They work the hours that they want to work. You know, it's not like a full-fledged restaurant where you have to be there from start to finish, you know, from sun up to sundown, you know. And then I like the idea of a small kitchen bakery, because with a kitchen bakery, you only have a small menu, you know.
Gotcha.
So those are the two ideas, business ideas that I'm looking into right now. And eventually I want to go either route.
Okay, I like the sound of that. That's Thank amazing,
you.
And I like the fact that you gave yourself options, because that's
you.
What BSJ
yes.
is about. We're about having options. You know, we're about writing our goals down. We're about preparing our finances, and just getting the word out there that you don't have to be in this box. You can think
yes.
outside the box. You can color outside the lines. That's hashtag BSJ
yes.
coloring outside the lines. And just slaying your destiny and slaying your testimony. And I think it's very important that when it comes to you, that you write it down,
mm-hmm.
and you have a plan for it. Even
yes.
if you're not going with plan A, you're going with plan B, but you have a plan, because you never know who's going to be in the room. You never know who you're going to network with.
Mm-hmm.
So one of our next questions is about finances.
Okay.
So what advice can you give someone that financially that's in their jump season, as far as saving or as far as having an investor, or just really your accounts, really focusing on that in your jump season? I know that we've had people that said, listen, I jumped with $3,000. I was just that passionate.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've had some people said, listen, I, you know, took all my savings,
mm-hmm.
but at the end of the day, that last dollar, it came,
mm-hmm.
you know, to the point where everything just landed in place. So what financial advice would you be able to give?
Well, honestly, I've always been pretty good with finances. I think that us as minorities, we have to really, really, really make sure that our credit is in line. You know, credit is very important. Obviously, you know, if I do the food truck or the small kitchen bakery, I would have to go the route of, you know, a loan, you know, because those are big business ventures where, you know, we don't have cash to pull out for a business venture of that stature. So I would say, you know, just make sure that your credit is in line in case you do have to go that route in regards to a loan or anything like that. And, you know, just be very particular about how you invest, you mm-hmm. know. Don't take advice from just anyone. Don't let someone tell you this is the way you should go or this is how you should do it. Even when I do, my first sale that I did was just this past Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. I did a Humble Show Off Cooking Valentine's Day love box. And I came up with the idea on my own. I actually went out, I purchased the boxes, I promoted it on social media. The boxes included a bottle of wine. It included vanilla cupcakes with strawberry frosting, all from scratch. It included red velvet dark chocolate chip cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, you know, and I was very specific about it. I sat down, I said, okay, this is mm-hmm. how much it's going to cost me to purchase the boxes, the wine, you know, the ingredients for all the desserts. And then I sat and I said, okay, and this is how much I'm going to pay myself for creating these boxes, you know, because it was a convenient gift for people to give their loved ones, husbands, wives. You know, I had a few purchased for their husbands, a few purchased mm-hmm. for their wives, girlfriends, mothers, whatever the case may be. And you know, just be very meticulous about, you know, your credit, you know, your savings. You know, the last thing you want to do is to try to start a business and go somewhere and, you know, you don't have a dollar to your name, you know, mm-hmm. or your credit is shot. You know, those are the things that, you know, us as minorities, we need. And we really, really have to make sure it's in order.
Thank you. Thank you. What we liked, what we often like to tell our studio audience is that BSJ is not promoting, oh, just jump out and, you know, without funds and without being financially savvy. So we definitely appreciate you saying that. And thank with you. Like 5 minutes left, sure. What would you say about self-care? Like, there's a lot going on. You have your husband, you yes. have your son, you have the mobile therapy, you have cooking and baking. Yes. What do you do for self-care? Because a lot of times we forget. We're go, 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 go. We're in our entrepreneur mindset. Mm-hmm. We have our families. But what do you do for personal self-care?
For personal self-care. Honestly, you know what? Travel. Now that my son is almost 3, he's no longer a newborn, I told myself, you know what? I have so many things going on. I'm going to take time out at least twice a year and travel. And, you know, make sure that, you know, I set time aside for my husband and I. We recently just did a trip together to Italy, just the two of us. You know, we saved for it. We made sure, you know, we would have a good time. And then and next month for my 35th birthday, I said, you know what, I'm going to go, you know, somewhere not too far more, which is Florida. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just somewhere relaxing where I can sit at the beach and, you know, just get a breath of fresh air and no one's asking me to cook, bake, mm-hmm. you know, no clients are calling. I'm not making any visits to any homes or schools or dealing with children's behaviors and things like that. And also, before I went to Italy, back in April, I actually, had my first facial, mm-hmm. which is something that I never did before. Okay. You know, I said, I'm going to treat myself to this, you know? So I think us as women, as, you know, especially as wives and mothers, we have to put a time aside for ourselves to take care of ourselves. So I would say, you know, even if it's not affordable to go, you know, away, far away, you know, just go somewhere, you know, not too far, like Florida, you know, nice, clean beach, you know, it's not too expensive and it's convenient, you know, for a family. So I plan to take my child with me and, you know, we can just relax. We'll go out to eat. I don't have to worry about what am I going to make today for dinner? What am mm-hmm. I going to make for my husband? What am I going to make for the baby?
Right.
What am I going to make for a Humble Show Off to post, you know, to keep things going? So,
right.
you know, I think, you know, just taking time out for ourselves, whether it's a facial, a massage, mm-hmm. or a small vacation.
True, true, true. Mm-hmm. Now, last but not least, because you are a mobile therapist, cook, baker, and a mom, what advice can you give for those moms that are in their jump season, specifically for the working moms or the mom that is on maternity leave? Mm-hmm. What advice can you give those moms about continuing with their passion
yes.
and not giving up?
And not giving up. I would say try as hard as possible to have a support system. You know, if you, even if it's just one person, if you have a close friend, a close family member, and you have a small child, or even if your child is older and you have something that, you know, you're passionate about, but you just don't have the time, and, you know, you're, maybe if you're single, you're not married, have that one support system, that one person that maybe you can turn to help you with your child. You know, if it's just for a few hours, if you are passionate about cooking, you say, you know what, I want to try a few recipes, you can, you know, call on that person, and that person can help you out. And, you know, so I say just make sure you have a great support system, even if it's just one person or if it's a whole team.
I like that you said that, because a lot of times we think about the quantity of our circle and not the quality of our circle.
Yes.
And sometimes we do have to cut back on that circle. That circle doesn't have to necessarily be 10 to 20 people. It could be three people. It could be just your husband. It could be your husband and your mom. But you have to really think about the quality of your circle to make sure that you're reaching your goals.
Yes.
So I definitely appreciate you filling our audience in on that. And on that note, if you could tell our audience how your contact information, how to contact you on social media, your email information, and we'll go from there.
Yes. So my name is Sheri, S-H-A-R-I, and the last name is Jenkins, J-E-N-K-I-N-S, on Facebook. Actually, on Instagram right now, I do have my hashtag under my bio. It's but my Instagram name is Adele, which is my middle name, A-D-E-L-E underscore Sheri, S-H-A-R-I. And I hashtag and I post all of my pictures from my personal Instagram account. And I, like I said, I have it in my bio also. I do plan to eventually do just an Instagram just for a humble show of cooking and baking. And my email right now is currently Sheri, S-H-A-R-I, Jackson, my maiden name, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, 83@gmail.com. And my husband is currently still working on the website, so I can't give out the website information right now until it's fully completed. But if you follow me on Instagram, Adele underscore Sheri, you'll be able to view all of my humble show of cooking meals and desserts.
And give us your favorite hashtags that you're currently using.
What do you mean, like
hashtag for your Instagram? Hashtag humble.
Yes, it's just humble show off. It's humble show off cooking. Yes, okay. It's just humble. It's just hashtag humble show off cooking.
Okay,
yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Jenkins,
for
coming here today, coming being patient with us this evening.
Sure.
It has definitely been a joy, and we will have all of her information, her hashtag information, her contact information up on BSJ Live, as well as the CF Coach, as well as at Wifey McMillan. Please tune in for our episode 4. And we will get back to you guys. We love listening, having you guys listen in to our show. And stay tuned. Thank you so much.
Good
evening.